Now we come to 11.7, presentation by Dieter Kleis from MS Amsterdam on the Leather History Archives and its website.
Hi, I'm Peter from Amsterdam. I don't have a presentation, but I will tell you what happened after 2 years ago, I believe, we met in Frankfurt, where I told you that leather history had my specific interest. I've started a foundation in 2011. For this, I corresponded with the Leather Archives in Chicago. It's an officially registered foundation, which aims to preserve the leather history of Europe. The main task at the moment is to maintain the website, which you can find at leatherhistory.eu, which is very easy to remember. Yes, thank you for writing it down, Daniel. In its first year, we got 13,958 unique visitors, and this year we are at 32,807 visitors. Most visitors come for the Mr. Leather pictures, because we have a Mr. Leather picture gallery. I digitalize documents, old magazine articles from clubs, things I find in archives. And occasionally I write articles for that website. A number of people have been in touch with me about wanting to write for the website. So if you, because that is the big challenge for next year, is to rebuild it so that from whatever country you are, you can write about the history of your club, or if you have a story or an interview with somebody, that you can access the website from your home and you can just post it. And my role will be to check the spelling and see to that you don't abuse it to, how can I say this? It's not meant to promote conflict or anything, you know, that it stays neutral and objective. The email address that you should use is info@leatherhistory.eu. And that is what I wanted to say. Maybe one remark. Sometimes on Facebook people ask, what should we do with ECMC history? My foundation is broader. It's not just ECMC, it's broader. I think if you want to do something with that, you should put it on the agenda of the next AGM. To, yeah, see what concrete action you can take on that subject. Thank you.
Message received. Thank you very much.